With Humboldt County's Measure Z revenue declining and the county facing an $18 million deficit, departments like Public Works are making difficult decisions.
I have to cut to the bone in certain places.
That was Tom Mattson, the director of Public Works, who explained that another tax measure may be added to the ballot in a near future to compensate for the financial shortcomings.
Basically, the board has directed county staff to look at the possibility of a local revenue measure in November. So we're trying to focus on what the community really wants out of the county, but we're also, you know, showcasing how bad the roads are and why they are.
The rural nature of the county has always had impacts on the local road system, but he attributes the expedited deterioration to the recent disasters.
Up until about 2017, roads weren't perfect, but they weren't as bad as they are, and they weren't in shape to get worse. But in 2017, we got hit with $41 million in storm damage to our roads. 2019, another $15 million. And then from 2022 to 2024, we've had basically three federal declared disaster, the state declared disaster for the earthquake, and a local disaster for imminent road failure out in Centerville.
Compounding this crisis is the federal funding benchmarks, which are usually not met in rural and low-income communities like Humboldt.
The total value for California to get a federally declared disaster is really based on home values in the more expensive areas of the state, LA, San Francisco area. So for instance, the earthquake that devastated Riodale damaged over 100 houses. We did not meet the federal damage requirement, but I can tell you straight face that if that earthquake would have hit Marin County and there would have been 100 houses damaged, we would have hit that minimum value in a flash. And that value right now is about $73 million before the feds will even consider providing aid to any kind of disaster in California.
With the roads seeing approximately $40 million in damages due to seismic activity, flooding, and other impacts, it doesn't meet the $70 million target. Matching federal grants are available. However, Mattson says,
well, right now I've got $17 million in capital projects that I'm not going to be able to do this year because I have no local match or cash flow to cover those projects. So they're going to be pushed out at least a year, if not more. That includes a safety project, that includes a number of storm damage projects. You know, we just have to make the priorities because the maintenance is cut to the bone and I can't continually cut maintenance and not do any maintenance. So there's got to be a balance there. And those projects are just going to have to wait so we can still have at least some money to fill potholes and cut brush and, you know, do the striping and the signing that we need. And I have to use that money that would go for maintenance to pay for these projects. Otherwise, the projects don't get done. So we're in a vicious circle where I'm repairing storm damage, but having to defer maintenance in order to do so. And when you defer maintenance, it just costs more in the long run.
At the current levels of funding, most county roads will be rated as failed by 2033. Data from the U.S. Department of Transportation shows that California has the worst roads in the country, with Humboldt County having some of the worst roads in the state. An independent pavement management study identified $500 million in road repairs needs over the next 10 years. And Mattson says delaying maintenance and repairs increases costs in the long run.
And when we talk about the overall picture of, you know, getting to what we call the pavement condition index of 70, pavements are rated from 0, which is your gravel road, to 100, which is a brand new road. Well, if they're above 70, they're actually cheaper to maintain and keep in good shape. It's kind of like putting a roof on your house before your ceiling collapses into your kitchen. Our ceiling is collapsing into our kitchen on our road system. We're to the point where if we keep up what we're doing right now, the roads are just going to continue to get worse, and we need to do something to turn that tide.
With the county budget in a multi-million dollar deficit and looming costs, the county hopes the public can share feedback and list their priorities with 9 different services, including maintaining 911 emergency response times, maintaining local streets and roads to reduce the need for future repairs, providing communication services for first responders after natural disasters, becoming eligible for additional state and federal matching funds for road repair, repairing deteriorating county roads, climate action, including transit, maintaining and expanding bus services for seniors, low income, and people with disabilities, and providing services to address homelessness. The community's response will be used to craft a possible new ballot measure to fund these services.
There's a variety of things that have popped up, and these things actually came out of a survey the county did last November. 600 plus registered voters throughout, or likely voters throughout the county. And these were the top priorities at that time. At that time, they were looking at the possibility of a revenue measure on the March ballot. That did not happen. So they want to refine those, because reality is, even with a local measure, it's not going to generate enough money to cover all of those issues. So we, you know, the board is going to discuss this on July 23rd, and we're trying to get them as much information as possible about what the community really puts as a priority. So how it will play in is really looking at the language of any ballot initiative and making sure that, you know, like Measure Z has some very specific, even though it's a general tax, it you know, refers to some very, very specific items. And that's what they're looking for, again, at this time, is really what is that slate of items the public wants to invest in. And then that goes into a ballot language. And from there, that becomes basically the constitution of, you know, if it gets placed on the ballot and passes, that's basically the constitution of how the money's spent. So it doesn't all just go to, you know, one place and a dedicated 2/3 vote, but there's, you know, 3 or 4 or 5 top items the public really wants that, you know, we're not providing at this time, or we're not providing very well.
Concluding, Mattson stated that road crews are doing their best to work with what they have, but tough decisions lie ahead.
Well, we know for the road system, if things don't change, the needs will not be met. But we are facing, I think, an $18 million deficit this year. And, you know, that's using some reserves, which is never a good idea, but we have to do what we have to do. The board, you know, the board has offered voluntary, you know, furloughs, separation incentives and a hiring freeze, but those reductions are just not going to cut it in the long term. So we either need to find ways to tighten our belts more, which means less county services, or find out that the services that people are willing to fund over and above what we have right now. In some roads, you know, we've reverted back to gravel. Other roads are not getting maintained in a timely manner, and they're deteriorating more. But realistically, we can only do what we have the budget to do.
The Humboldt County Community Feedback Survey is online and available at humboldtgov.org/roads911. The survey will remain open until Friday, June 28th. For more information, you can contact 707-445-7266.